Breathing from a souped-up scuba unit, and outfitted in a cross between a super ski suit and a hazmat coverall, future Titanauts could explore with confidence.
You just need that thermal protection and oxygen, and then you can go play on the surface and take a balloon ride. It'll be a place where people will want to go to see a truly exotic and alien world.
Not even a minor rip in the suit will be life-threatening.
I did a calculation once of whether the small amounts of carbon monoxide in Titan's atmosphere would kill you before the hydrogen cyanide did. Actually, it turns out both are probably only enough to give you a headache, but the place would probably smell like an oil refinery.
Speaking of refineries, refueling for the return trip could be as simple as pulling up to the nearest lake to fill up your methane rocket, now under test development on Earth. And if you reach as far as Titan, why not a side trip to Enceladus as well?
On Enceladus, we are many steps ahead of where we are in terms of Mars or Europa. We already know that there's organics. We already know where they are. We already know how to get them. It's time to bring them back to Earth and look at them and ask the next level of questions. Are they biological?
It may not happen for a very long time, but I really think that's a must-do for us in taking the next step. And to me, the question of whether or not life has gotten started elsewhere in the solar system is the reason why we do this. You know, because we want, finally, ultimately, we want to come to understand why the Earth has been the successful abode of life that it has become.
Moving now into the extended mission, the Cassini team met recently in London to take stock of where they'd been and to plan the road ahead. It was the 58th time they'd met, and fitting that they chose the Royal Observatory in Greenwich to celebrate.